Welcome to this week's edition of the Weekly Insurance News Wrap. I'm your host, Paige Estratori, representing Financial Services Online, your leading partner for personal and business insurance solutions in Australia. Let's delve straight away into the biggest insurance stories that have unfolded in the course of this week. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority, frequently referred to as FCA, has been at the crux of several important industry developments. In one case, AFCA has instructed MetLife to reassess an income protection claim filed by a claimant through their superannuation, which had previously been denied citing inaccuracies in the claimant's medical history. The policyholder, who had been deemed medically unfit to work due to psychological distress linked to workplace bullying in 2019, sought benefits in 2021 for an adjustment disorder, only to have the claim denied the next year. AFCA, in its judgment, noted that a reasonable person might not view stress as a psychological condition without medical diagnosis. MetLife is now under instruction to reassess the claim and report to trustee Hostplus within 60 days. On the other front, AFCA was involved in settling a lengthy insurance dispute between AIG Australia and a landlord whose vacant commercial property was broken into, leading to damages. Eventually, the landlord was awarded a significantly reduced sum of $45,724 due to his failure to adjust the premiums for the unoccupied building. AFCA arrived at this by citing a breach and failure to inform AIG about the vacancy, rather than the property being vacant per se, under Section 54 of the Insurance Contracts Act. A critical point here is that AIG couldn't provide definitive proof to fully dismiss its liability, resulting in an adjusted, lowered settlement. On to less conventional news, an elaborate insurance fraud saw a Perth-based gym owner sentenced to 3 years in prison. Karen Salkild admitted to defrauding the insurance firm TAL by faking her own death and fraudulently claiming over $700,000. She staged her own car accident in Broome and used forged documents and her ex-partner's personal details to cream off the funds primarily used to settle her business debts. The scheme was busted by MyState Bank Tasmania, which flagged suspicious transactions. This case underscores the far-reaching impact of insurance fraud on the community through potential insurance rate hikes. Finally, we turn our attention to a rather cautionary tale for motorists. An Australian vehicle owner recently had his insurance claim denied following the theft of his car owing to negligence on his part during a family event. Despite having sight of the vehicle, it was not locked and the keys were not removed. Auto and General Services rejected the claim, citing the owner's failure to secure the vehicle. AFCA upheld this decision, emphasizing the insurance policy's requirements about securing vehicles. This highlights the importance of drivers adhering to basic insurance obligations to ensure theft coverage. That brings us to the end of this week's comprehensive roundup of insurance news from Australia. Be sure to visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au for the most up-to-date news and services. This was Paige Estratori, signing off for this week's Weekly Insurance News Wrap until next Sunday, November 10th. Stay safe and remember, with insurance, it's better to be safe than sorry.